Chapter 6 Pretty Ribbons. In her castle, the wicked queen looked into her mirror and she said, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the prettiest of them all?" The mirror answered, "You, my queen, are pretty, it's true, but Snow White in the dwarf's house is prettier than you."
"Snow White," cried the wicked queen, "I thought she was dead."
She was very angry. The wicked queen sat on her bed and thought. She thought and thought, and then she said,
"I know what I will do."
She put on an old black dress. She put an old shawl over her head, and she put some pretty ribbons in a basket. Then the wicked queen went to the dwarf's house with her basket.
"Come and buy some ribbons. They are very pretty ribbons," she cried.
Snow White looked out of the window.
"I mustn't open the door," she cried.
But Snow White loved ribbons. They were very pretty. "Oh, she's just an old woman," Snow White thought. "I am sure she won't hurt me." So Snow White opened the door. The wicked queen ran into the dwarf's house and took a long red ribbon from her basket. She tied the ribbon round Snow White. She tied the ribbon very, very tight, and Snow White fell to the floor.
"She's dead," cried the wicked queen. "Now I'm the prettiest of them all."
And she ran back to the castle. When the seven dwarfs came home, they found Snow White on the floor.
"Is she dead?" cried the first dwarf.
"The ribbon is too tight," cried the second dwarf.
So he cut the ribbon, and Snow White woke up.
"The wicked queen did this," said the first dwarf. "Tomorrow you must not open the door."